Hello everyone and welcome back to Meet the Kotatsu. This is On here, and this is just going to be a quick news break, some stories of what's currently happening. So quick breakdown, I'm going to talk about what's happening currently in the VTuber world, and then probably go into some news regarding Ukraine and Russia, because that's still happening and it's still big, and it's something we really need to keep an eye out for, just because it can affect pretty much everyone in the world. But before that, let me just go quickly about what's really happening within the VTuber sphere here. So currently, as of now, I feel like the plane or the sphere of VTubers is getting so saturated that there's a scandal hitting us pretty much every week. And that can be said about like just the streaming world in general, because there's always something happening. There's thousands and thousands of streamers that like every week you hear something new regarding, you know, a scandal or what's going on. So what's currently happening right now is within Hololive, Momosuzu Nene has been put on leave because one of her artworks was reported as being traced from another artwork by another person. And she has stated that, you know, tracing is not a bad thing. It's, you know, like if you want to get better or if you want to learn how to draw better, you know, you start tracing. But what the real argument here is that the artwork she used that was traced is being sold as a birthday merch. So there is a financial thing in terms of what's wrong with what's happening. So I totally definitely see why they put her on leave, and it's nothing too serious. You know, she's not gonna graduate or anything like that. The company Cover itself put her on leave, and she's coming back. I think she's already back. She's coming back probably after this podcast has been posted. She's probably already back streaming again, so not a major deal with that. But she is super sorry. She even said that she apologized directly to the original artist, so that's really good on her. And then next crazy scandal is that in Niji Sanji, and I'm not really big into, like, I don't know much about Niji Sanji in general, but one of their male VTubers, Lauren Iroas, has been caught with illegally downloaded porn, which I thought was pretty hilarious. And he stated that this was downloaded prior to joining Niji Sanji, and the reason why they found this out was because he, whenever he was streaming, his desktop was shown, and I guess everyone just saw it. You know, he apologized and he was put on leave, of course. And I think what's even funnier is that one of the porn actresses replied to his apology tweet, saying that next time he should just buy it from the place that hosted the porn, so he can watch it legally. And I thought that was pretty hilarious. And then quickly, on another note, Hololive and Niji Sanji at the same time are opening up VTuber auditions. Hololive, mainly for their branch of Holostars, the EN male side, this is going to be the first time they're auditioning for male VTubers on the EN side, which is going to be pretty crazy. I'm not sure how many people are planning to take part in that, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot. And then Niji Sanji is also opening up registration, but it's more of a just anyone who wants to join can try, you know, can participate. And I opened up the audition pages, and it looks like while they both Hololive and Niji Sanji both have similar looking registration or sign-up sheets, Hololive looks like to be a bit more stringent, because pretty much with Nijisanji, you put down basic information and then you give them a 5-minute clip of you being in character for what kind of characters you want to be played as. But with Hololive, it's the same thing, but they go into stricter, they have more questions in regard to like what you're good at, what you're able to do. And I guess quickly, I'll go over the requirements for joining either of these. Is that you have to be able to deliver content for at least 1 year, which I guess that's pretty normal. You have to be able to stream for at least 3 times a week, which I guess is pretty normal as well. And then you have to have a proven, well, this is only on the Hololive side, but you have to have a proven record of being able to deliver content for a year. So if you don't have anything in terms of art, music, you know, or streaming yourself for at least a year, it's going to be very difficult for you to get chosen on the Hololive side. Nijisanji doesn't have that requirement, so it's going to be a lot more open, but it's going to be more competitive, I would say. And then, of course, you have to be 18 years of age or older. So that's, of course, that's pretty normal there. That's pretty cool, though. I really like that. I really want to see what comes out of the Hololive side, because it's going to be really weird, because as a person who enjoys watching VTubers myself, I don't really know any of the male side of Hololive, because like if I was going to audition and let's say I was chosen to be part of the male side of Hololive, I could not name you any of the, maybe I can name you one or two of the male side of Hololive, but I have no idea what their backgrounds are. I have no stories, you know, or anything regarding them. Like, I could tell you like all the names of the female side, so like that's coming into it. Like, if you're chosen, I don't know, it's gonna be a weird transition, because like, let's say you're a female auditioning for Hololive and you get chosen, most females watch, like, either they'll watch the male and the female side, they'll know the female side of Hololive just as good as they'll know like the male side. But I think it's going to be the opposite for the male side of Hololive Ian, so it's going to get a little bit tricky with that, especially since they don't, like, especially on the Ian side, I haven't seen any of them collaborate that much with the Holo Stars. Maybe Cali, but I'm not sure. I'm not positive about that. I don't think so. I know Ollie has, because she likes to play a lot of Apex. So that's when she plays Apex with some of the Holo Stars members. But I think Nijisanji is gonna have a better transition with that, just because they're more open to having their streamers just stream together. It doesn't matter if they're male or female. They're pretty nonchalant about that. I can't wait to see what this new batch of Hololive, or Holo, just VTubers in general, is gonna bring to the table. And that's pretty much it. All I really wanted to talk about in regards to like the VTuber sphere. A lot of interesting stuff going on right now. And then currently now I want to go and talk about what's happening in Ukraine, because it's such a weird, it's one of those things you just kind of ponder, like, what is going on in the mind of Putin? Because he is, so currently there's so many sanctions going on in Russia that it's really, really affecting the people. Like, I think the only big company that hasn't sanctioned Russia right now is Coca-Cola. Like, McDonald's have pretty much just pulled out pretty every major big clothing outlet, electronics, any of that. It's been pretty much, has been banned, in like, has been sanctioned from Russia. And I've seen videos of it where you can walk into like big department stores and it'll be completely empty. There's no merchandise on the shelves whatsoever. So they're really feeling the struggle of that. Like, I know Putin doesn't really care in regards to like stuff like that. Like, he has enough wealth to where he doesn't need to worry about that, but he is getting also hit financially because there's been plenty of sanctions in regards to trade deals. Like, I think as of this morning, the United States has sanctioned all purchases of oil and gas from Russia. So no more purchasing of oil and gas. And then Putin has put in his own sanction where he's pretty much banned the sale of all export of oil and gas and monetary goods or something like that. I don't remember this the statement perfectly, but I thought that was hilarious that he's sanctioning his own country. But as of now, Ukraine is doing such a great job at defending its people, and they're trying to get like as many people out of Ukraine as possible, like anyone who wants to leave. But currently, Russia is just blatantly firing upon civilians, which, you know, why is this even happening? Like, what kind of orders do you have to give people to just blatantly shoot at civilians? And even, like, they've had talks where they wanted to open a humanitarian corridor to let people outside to leave the city. And Russia's agreed. And then when people try to leave, they shoot at them. Like, why? This is outrageous. I just don't know what's going on. But in terms of like, there's been just so many, like, I want to applaud Zelensky for just pulling the people together. Like, all the stuff he's doing, like, especially like he is trolling Russia so hard. There's like currently a video circulating where Putin's sitting in like an office surrounded like flight attendants. Why flight attendants? I don't know. Where he's talking about measures and what they're doing, whatever. And then if you zoom in and you analyze the video, you can see that he's not in the room. He's actually in another room just being green screened in, because you can see his hand passing through the mic, which is pretty hilarious. And then Zelensky, after he saw that video, of course he did this. I guess he does like a speech every day to his people. And he does a little thing where at the end of the speech, he moved his mic with his hand, saying that he was actually there and he's not being green screened in randomly. And I was like, wow, what a move. What a great move by him. He is trolling the hell out of Russia. And currently right now, I think it was maybe Anonymous, but maybe it was also the Ukrainian military who offered Russians $50,000, I think it was made probably in bitcoins, for every freshly delivered tank from Russia to them. And then now, as of now, they're offering pilots $1 million to deliver any battle ready planes to Ukraine, which is a huge deal. Because if I was a Russian and I was being sanctioned really, really harshly, that's not a bad deal. That's not a bad deal at all. $1 million, like, to deliver like a fighter jet, like, deliver the fighter jet, get your $1 million and go into hiding, you know, go into the EU, you know, go into another state. I could definitely see that happening, because $1 million is a lot of money, especially right now as the ruble. Oh my God, the ruble has fallen so hard. Like, if I went back 10 years and told myself, hey, in 10 years time from now, Dogecoin is going to be worth more than the ruble, I would have laughed myself. I would have laughed myself silly, because that statement would have made no sense to me, because I think when Dogecoin first came out, it was like it was worth like a millionth of a penny or something like that. It was pretty much worthless. But currently, right now, Dogecoin is worth like between 10 to 15 cents. I know at its peak, it was worth like 70 cents per Dogecoin. And then right now, the ruble is worth less than a penny, which is funny because everyone's making jokes about how the ruble is worth less than Robux. You know, that's pretty crazy that like we're about to see like another Zimbabwe type inflation where people will have to bring literal bricks of cash to buy anything. And I can't wait to see what's really planning to happen with all that. Hopefully Putin doesn't do anything he regrets, because I know just a week ago he stated something about having, his nuclear team ready, just in case something happens. He makes very ominous statements that people really need to make sure, like, just to keep him in check, because like just whatever he's saying, he's at the point where he really needs to be dealt with, because I don't know what's going on, especially with like I really want to applaud everyone in Russia. Even though they're getting hit with so many sanctions, there are lots and lots of Russians out there protesting against this war. They are being silenced by the cops, like. And currently, there's like thousands and thousands of people getting put in custody for these riots. And you would never see that in the United States, because we're a democracy. We're allowed to say what we want to say, to a given extent. Can't be yelling bomb threats, everywhere. But that's what I'm saying is with Russia, you're not even allowed to say news that is not checked by them. And I know like there was another video going around about how a literal whole team of newscasts just upped and left the showroom because I think if they were probably they're tired of like spreading misinformation. Like, I think that's one big thing is that Russia is known for is just spreading as much propaganda as possible. And I hopefully like I think it's right now it's so hard to spread propaganda, because there's so many news outlets for you to choose from. And the one thing I want to take away from this is that even though Russia is currently being closed off from the internet, I'm not sure if that's even a good thing or not, closing Russia off from the internet, because that's where a lot of people, get outside source news. That's where people want to know what's actually happening around the world, what's happening to Ukraine. If you close off all internet access, it's pretty much going to be like an echo chamber. It's basically going to be like North Korea. I'm not sure how this move is going to pan out, but I hope this war ends soon. And that's pretty much all I really have to say. Hopefully next time I do one of these, it's gonna be better news, but besides that, that's pretty much gonna be it for me, guys. Thanks, and catch you guys later. Bye.